peace with God.
Billy Graham has a question for you.
The question I want to ask tonight is this: have you been converted?
Wondering what converted means?
It's an encounter with the living Christ. It involves repentance of sin and faith in Him as Savior.
And that means a whole new life of peace and purpose. Learn all about it on today's edition of Peace with God, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'm Bill Meyer. You know, sometimes we can let the troubles in our lives try to rob us of the peace that God offers us. Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, talks about that a bit later in today's program.
There have been times when I've been tempted to doubt Jesus is in control of everything. What's causing you to doubt Jesus is seated on the throne?
You'll hear the rest of Ann's teaching right after her dad's message.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
The message you're going to hear on today's edition of Peace with God comes from Billy Graham's 1961 crusade in Miami, Florida. It's titled, What is Conversion? Let's begin listening.
Tonight I want you to turn with me to the 18th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. The 18th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, beginning at verse 3. And said, this is Jesus speaking, verily. Now, every time you see the word verily in Scripture, Christ is underscoring something. He says, listen, I want you to hear, this is of a special importance. Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself, this is the great stumbling block to the kingdom of God. We don't want to humble ourselves, but Jesus said, whosoever is willing to humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. In this passage, our Lord is teaching us a very deep spiritual truth. He's telling us something that psychiatrists are now coming to believe. That we are so psychologically constituted that we need a conversion experience to find fulfillment in life. Jesus said, except ye be converted and become as a little child, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The question I want to ask tonight is this: have you been converted? Have you been converted? Have you been converted? Are you sure that you've been converted? Many people think that to be a Christian is to live in a Christian country, to be born in a Christian home, or to be sincere, or to do the best you can. But that's not true. Jesus said you must be converted. He said on another occasion, even to religious men, he said, you must be born again. He said on another occasion that you must repent. Now, repentance and being born again and converted, these three terms that Jesus used, are all wrapped up in the same experience. It's an encounter with the living Christ. It involves repentance of sin and faith in Him as Savior. Now, this word conversion shouldn't scare you. We have conversion today in every realm of life. Advertisers are using it. Why, if you listen to television, you don't know which soap to buy, which toothpaste to use. Because one product is trying to convert you to another product. Which automobile to drive? They're trying to get you to change from one product to the other. That's the purpose of advertising. The whole purpose of advertising in America is conversion. They want to convert you. They want to change you. Finance uses it in exchanging one type of security for another. Forestry uses it in changing one type of forest to another. Law uses it, the exchange of property of one nature or the property of another nature, real to personal property. Mathematics uses it, the conversion of proportions and equations. The military is using it. The conversion from standard weapons to nuclear weapons. Psychoanalysis uses it. The transformation of repressed desires into sensory or motor symptoms. So conversion is used in everyday life. Now in the spiritual realm, in the moral realm, Christ said you must be converted. And I believe that there are thousands of people that belong to our churches that have never really been converted. You have not been born again. And Jesus underscored the importance of it when he said, verily, I say unto you, except a man be converted and become as a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You won't have eternal life here and now, the fulfillment in life, the peace, the joy, the satisfaction that he promises, and you certainly won't have the life to come unless you have been converted. Now, this business of being converted can be unconscious in many lives. They are not sure of the day nor the hour. They know by the fruits of their lives. They know that they love Christ. They love the scriptures. They know that Christ lives inside of them. But there was a definite moment, whether they were conscious or not, there was a definite moment when they passed from death to life. When they passed from darkness to light. Do you know that this moment has taken place in your life? Because it can be a glorious, conscious moment. It may be very quiet. It may be very dramatic. It might be totally non-emotional, or it might be a very emotional thing. It varies with individuals. But the whole point is, be sure that you've been converted. Webster gives this definition: from one position or direction to another, passing from one side to another. Winfred Hoppe is one of the most brilliant women of letters of our generation, an Oxford graduate, but she's a humanist. And one day, one of her classmates from Oxford was being dedicated in a church to go as a missionary. And Winfred Hoppe wrote this letter to her. It must be wonderful to make up your mind when you're young to give your life to one cause. The difficulty with me is, to what can I dedicate myself? I'm blown about by a wandering wind of great pity and sorrow and desire, while my weakness and self-indulgence and timidity keep me tied to this earth. In other words, Miss Hoppe was saying, I need to be converted. I need something to dedicate my life to. I need a cause that I can commit myself to. Jean Sartre, the great French existentialist philosopher, has said that you do not find fulfillment in life unless you have a cause to which you can commit yourself to. What is your cause? What is the underlying principle of your life? What flag do you follow? What army do you march in? What do you really believe in? What motivates your life? Is it aimless and purposeless? Jesus said, you must be converted. You say, but Billy, I'm getting up in years. I have gray hair. I have a bald head. I'm already getting bulges and bifocals and bunions. And it's too late for me. No, it's not too late for you. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your circumstances, it's not too late. You may be 90 years of age or 100. It's still not too late for you to come to the cross and be converted and let Christ touch and change your life and give you a purpose for living. But more than that, prepare you for the life to come. Because you see, this life is so fleeting, so short. The Bible says that this life is like the flower that fades and the grass that withers. It's the life to come, and this is only a preparation for eternity. But you'll find this. When you're converted, you're prepared to die. But you find that when you're prepared to die, you're prepared to live. And you're not prepared to face the realities of life and live in this life until you're ready to live in the future life. Because if you know that you are ready, it gives a peace and a security and a joy and an adjustment here that you cannot find otherwise. It takes the guilt complex away. It takes the fear away when you give your life to Christ. Have you been converted? Are you sure of it?
Billy Graham will tell you more about the conversion that happens when you give your life to Jesus Christ in just a moment. You can also learn more about it anytime at our website, peacewithgodradio.org. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or you can talk to someone on the phone about beginning a relationship with Jesus. Give us a call at 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Pray. Pray for people you know who don't know Jesus. And get ready. Get ready for My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham, singer, songwriter, Matthew West.
Say, God, would you show me that one person or that one family? Show me who it is that you've put across my path and I've neglected to notice.
This November, My Hope will release Billy Graham's never-before-seen message, Heaven.
His message is timeless. God's going to move in a powerful way. I believe it.
My Hope partners with you and your church to help you share the message of Christ with your community. Learn more about it and pre-order your copy of Heaven today. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
I can think of no better message or no better minister to introduce my unsaved friends to than the message of Billy Graham.
Ask God how He wants to use you, your church, and Billy Graham's message, Heaven. Pre-order your copy of it today. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Thanks for being with us for this edition of Peace with God. We're just a few days away from the release of the DVD that's at the center of My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham. Would you join us in praying that God will use this year's My Hope outreach as He did last year's, changing tens of thousands of people's lives? One of those people was a young woman named Triana.
Felt like my pain was lifted away. I don't know how to explain that, but I felt God that night for the first time.
Triana had struggled with depression and cutting. Her friend Joe was hosting a My Hope party and invited Triana to come watch the program.
Triana was just right there, right in front of the TV, and I just thought, I gotta just let it go, see what God does.
And what God did was change Triana's heart. Jesus gave her new hope.
I just felt Him in my heart, like warming my heart up. Here's all my struggles, trusting Him with my life. I mean, I still have struggles with depression. I don't cut at all anymore.
Shortly after that life-changing night at Joe's house, Triana was baptized at church. This year's My Hope Outreach features a never-before-seen message from Billy Graham on heaven. It's being released this Friday, November 7th, Billy Graham's 96th birthday. There's still plenty of time for you to be involved. Learn how by going to myhopewithbillygraham.org. That's myhopewithbillygraham.org. And you can hear the My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham radio special next week here on Peace with God. It includes Billy Graham's message, Heaven, and the powerful stories of two people who discovered the hope of heaven. That's next week here on Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
On this edition of Peace with God, Billy Graham's teaching on the spiritual conversion that happens when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Let's listen now to the conclusion of that message, which comes from Billy Graham's 1961 crusade in Miami, Florida.
Many of the great social changes of the Western world have come about as a result of the conversion of a man. For example, in the late 18th century, William Wilberforce was converted, and almost single-handedly he broke the shackles of slavery in England. He was a member of Parliament, a brilliant young member of Parliament, and he was William Pitt's closest friend, and Pitt became Prime Minister at 21, and together they fought the battle against slavery led by Wilberforce. But Wilberforce was a playboy. His life was purposeless, aimless. It meant nothing until November the 28th, 1785, when he wrote in his diary these words, "I am wretched, miserable, blind, and naked. What infinite love that Christ should die to save such a sinner as me. This day have I been converted." And out of that conversion experience, He got up with a purpose in his life, and he changed the course of British history. Have you been converted to Jesus Christ? Jesus said, unless you have been converted, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And notice that Jesus said, you must become as a little child. Why did he say that? Because Jesus knew that the thing that keeps more people from the kingdom of God than anything else is pride. We think we can do it ourselves. We think that we can get to heaven by our own merits and our own works. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't work your way to heaven. It's by grace. You see, the Bible says that all of us are sinners. We were born in sin. David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. And when we reach the age of accountability, we make the choice of sin and rebellion and defiance of God. We break God's laws. We tell a lie. We commit immorality. We have lust. We have jealousy. We have cheating. We have dishonesty. That is sin. And sin comes between us and God. But the Bible says, in spite of our rebellion, in spite of our sin, God loved us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And because God loved us, he decided to give his Son to die on the cross for our sins. That's what the cross is all about. That's what Good Friday is all about. He died on the cross. And when he was dying on the cross, he was dying to make it possible for you to be accepted by God, to have your sins forgiven. He was making possible your conversion. Because you see, conversion is far deeper than that which the world or psychiatry calls conversion. Psychiatry can only take you on a psychiatrist's couch so far, but no further. Psychiatry is good at diagnosing, but the cure is given by a miracle from God. When we are born again, when we are converted in the sense that Jesus was talking about, you must come to the cross. There is no alternative to the cross. And I tell you this, you cannot be saved any other way. There is no other name given under heaven, says the scripture, whereby we must be saved. If God could have saved you apart from the cross, he would have never allowed his Son to go to the cross. On the night before Good Friday, Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. It couldn't pass. He had to accept the cup of suffering if we were to be saved. And when he was on the cross, I believe that he had the capacity, because he was the Son of God, to think of you. I believe he called your name. Though you had not been born, you were going to be born 1900 years later. He called your name on the cross. He saw you. And he stayed on the cross for you because he loves you. And he made possible, by dying on the cross, God's forgiveness of our sins and the possibility of being born again, having eternal life, and being converted, which even the psychiatrist tells us we ought to be. His blood can cleanse our sins. And there is no other detergent, no other cleansing power in the world except the blood of Jesus Christ. And there's no other power in the world that can make a new man except Jesus Christ. He can transform human nature. No other power in the world, no other religion in the world can transform human nature like that and bring love in the heart instead of hate. And he can give you a supernatural love to love even those that you don't like. This is the power of Christ. And it can all be accomplished because he was willing to die on the cross. And God took all of our sins and laid them on Christ at the cross. And because of the cross, God can say, I forgive you. Wouldn't it be wonderful to go to bed tonight and know that all the past was forgiven? The sins you committed when you were a little girl, a little boy, the sins you committed when you were in adolescence, the sin you committed the other day, the cheating, the lying, the jealousy, the ugly things you said to your wife, the terrible things in your past. Forgiven, wiped out, as though they never existed. To hear him say, "Thy sins are forgiven," you go to bed and sleep the sleep of only those that know Christ. That's the greatest tranquilizing pill in the world today. You talk about something for your nerves and for tension, to know your sins are forgiven, to have Christ in your heart, to be converted. Have you been converted? Are you sure of it? If you haven't been, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven, said Jesus. Well, you say, "Billy, what do you have to do to be converted?" There are two things. God gave Christ at the cross, and the scripture says that God spared him not. God could have spared his son, but he didn't do it. He let him die for us. He took our judgment, our hell, on the cross. Now God says you must do two things. First, you must be willing to repent of your sin. That means that you are willing to confess that you're a sinner, and that in itself is a tremendous thing. There you have to become as a little child, and you have to say, "Oh God, I am a sinner." That's hard to do because we're proud. But repentance means more than that. Repentance means that you're willing to change your way of living. You're willing to give up your sin, and that is hard. You can't do it by yourself, but if you're willing, God will do it for you, because God must even help you to repent. Have you repented of your sins? Jesus said, "Except you repent, you shall perish." The second thing you must do is receive Christ as Lord and Savior. That is a definite volitional act. This is an act of commitment, an act of surrender, by which you receive Christ. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Have you received him? Have you repented of your sins, come to the cross, and received him as your only Savior? If not, you can do it tonight.
Oh, you know, the question that Billy Graham's been asking you today here on Peace with God is such an urgent one. Have you handed control of your life over to Jesus Christ? You can learn more about it at peacewithgodradio.org. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or you can talk with us about it. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787.
Peace
with
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
The spiritual conversion that Billy Graham just taught about involves trusting Jesus Christ with every part of your life. Now, his daughter, Anne Graham Lotz, explains that can be easier to do when we remember who Jesus is.
When Isaiah exclaimed in Isaiah 6:1, "I saw the Lord seated on a throne," his vision was even more thrilling because it was a revelation of God in the person of Jesus Christ. Isaiah's eyes were open to the power and authority of the Son of God. His eyes were open to the absolute authority Jesus has over all that takes place in the universe and in our own personal lives. There have been times when I've been tempted to doubt Jesus is in control of everything. What's causing you to doubt Jesus is seated on the throne, that he's in control? When King Uzziah died, Isaiah looked up, and perhaps through eyes swimming with tears, he saw the Lord seated on the throne. Listen to me. At the end of human history, the Apostle John saw heaven opened and declared that Jesus is still seated on the throne. Jesus is in charge. This is Anne Graham Lotz.
You can listen back to Anne's teaching and her dad's message anytime you like for free. All you need to do is give us a call and let us know you'd like the free CD of today's edition of Peace with God. The number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. Next week here on Peace with God, a never-before-heard message from Billy Graham on heaven.
I know I'm going to heaven. I'm looking forward to it with great anticipation because of what Jesus did on that cross.
You'll hear the rest of that message, as well as the powerful stories of two other people who discovered the hope of heaven. It's all part of the My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham radio special, next week here on Peace with God. The My Hope Outreach, this program, and every other ministry of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association are designed to help people find peace in Jesus Christ. And you can help us in that work through your prayers and financial support. Go to peacewithgodradio.org and click on Give. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or you can call us at 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. Thanks for being with us for this edition of Peace with God. I'm Bill Meyer.
Peace with God is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.